Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Sukkah, Perek Dalet, in the middle of explaining Halacha Vav and the Oizvah Shuras Daf on Chaf Hey Amud Aleph, about 6 lines off from the bottom at the 2 dots with the words Isdabai Meimar, and the article Shuras Daf on Chaf Vav Amud Beis, 2 lines off from the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mimsar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amash should have an Aliyah. So this is going on the end of the Mishnah where it spoke about a Kayin doing Nischamayim who poured it on his feet because he was a Tzduki and that everyone stoned him with their Sragim. Now what it doesn't say in the Mishnah is that he died. And now the Gemara brings in another 2 stories about a Tzduki Kayin who caused trouble. One of them is with a paraduma. The tzdukim hold that the kohen doing the paraduma, he was tamei, he has to go to the mikvah and wait for harev shemesh. He has to wait for nightfall in order to be able to do the paraduma. But that's wrong. He doesn't have to wait for harev shemesh. Now, tzduki kohen did the paraduma like this anyway. And the 3rd story is regarding Yom Kippur Ketores. They hold that first the Ketores is placed on the coals and then it's brought to the Kodesh Kedoshim, but that's not true. It's really supposed to be placed on the coals in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And tzduki kohen gadol did this with the Ketores as well. Now, this machlek is what happened to this tzduki kohen gadol. Did he die right away or after a short amount of time? So now the Gemara tells us, Isdabai Meimar, he de Paro, he de Sukkah, he de Kippurim. There are those that say that it's the same exact person. This Tzduki that caused trouble in all these 3 stories, Paro, which is Paraduma, Sukkah, which is our story, and Yom Kippur of Ketores, it's really all the same person. Worship Simon Lemurkain, he does not say this, Ella, oi de Paro, de Sukkah Chad, u de Kippurim Chad. It's either the one who did the Paraduma and the one the Sukkah of Nisa Chamayim. That was one Tzduki, and with a totally different one, that was the Yom Kippur story, oi de Paro, de Kippurim Chad, u de Sukkah Chad. Or it's a different way, there was one Tzduki that did the Paro and Yom Kippur, and the other one did Sukkah. Now we clarify this. Manda Amar Loibo Yom Kalim Ad Shemes, the one who says that it wasn't a few days until he died, that's referring to the Yom Kippur story. So to Lasein Avad, it could be that it was one kohen that did all 3 of them, because it could be that the 1st story happened on Yom Kippur, and he didn't die right away, and then in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, he brought the Paraduma incorrectly, and then on Sukkot, he did Nis Chamayim and poured it on his feet, and that's when he got killed when they stoned him with their Sragim. Whereas Manda Amar Chafayim Beis on top, the one who says that Yatzah Chaitma Mizan, that right after the whole story of Yom Kippur doing the Ketores wrong, worms started pouring out of his nose, ukamin parsas egel b'soich mitzchai, and there was like the hoof of a calf inside his forehead, which is basically a malach whose feet look like the hoof of a calf, kicked him in the forehead and he died right away. So commando Amar, that's the man to Amar, that it had to be 2 different Kohanim Gedolim, because you can't have the same Kohen Gadol dying by Yom Kippur and dying by Sukkot, so it'd have to be 2 different ones. Now once we mentioned problems being caused in the Hazara, so we bring up a side thing that doesn't have to do with anything we just mentioned now. It refers to Chafni and Pinchas, the 2 sons of Eli HaKayin. Remember, Eli HaKayin is Shmuel Hanavi's Rebbe, so these 2 sons, Chafni and Pinchas, caused problems, and the Pasuk says about them that they laid with women who came to bring karbonos. Now, in truth, they didn't lay with them. It's just they delayed their karbonos, and it means they delayed the women going back home to be with their husbands, so it's like they did this Avera with them. And on that, the Gemara tells us, Tzavcha Aleinu Azara, the Azara, so to speak, cried out about them, Tzumikan, Tzumikan, B'nei Eli, Tim Asam, Beis Alekenu, go out from here, sons of Eli, Yumin Matame, Beis Alekenu. Now, going back to the story from our Mishnah, where they threw their Asregim at him, Bayayayim Nifkum Akaran HaMizbeach, on that day, the horn in the Mizbeach got pogum, it got chipped, it got broken, because everyone was throwing their Sregim at this fellow, and someone hit this Karen in the Mizbeach, and they put a big piece of salt there, near Kapagum, so they shouldn't look like it's Pagum. Any Mizbeach that doesn't have Karen, Saivev, or Yusayid is Pagum. Now, the bottom line is, it's still possible to use. You're not allowed to use this Mizbeach, it's Pagum, but they didn't want it to look Pagum, so they put the salt there. Now, we'll go back to discuss the story of Yom Kippur. According to the Manda Amar, that his Kohen Gadol was kicked in the forehead by a Malach, and he died right away, so Bon Kumiravo, that's for Ravo, Vaksiv, the Pasuk tells us, that no one's allowed to be in the Oil Maid when he goes into Mechaper B'Kodesh until he leaves, which means that no one's allowed to be in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, while the Kohen Gadol's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. And what does this tell us? Afilu Eisen Shekasav Bahen, even in regards to those, that the Pasuk says about them, Udmus Pnehem Pnei Adam, Lo Yu Ba'Oil Maid V'Oil Chaper B'Kodesh, that even about Malachim, that says about them, that their face is like the Pnei Adam, they're also not allowed to be in the Oil Maid. So how could this Malach be in the Oil Maid? How could he be in the Heichal when the Kohen Gadol was bringing the Ketores on Yom Kippur? He wasn't allowed to be there. And so Amar Lein, he responded to them, B'shashu Nichas Kedarkai. That's only if the Kohen Gadol goes in regularly and he does what he's supposed to do, so no one's allowed to be there, not even a Malach. But this Kohen Gadol Tzduki was acting improperly. He wasn't allowed to do what he was doing, and therefore the Malach was allowed to be there. And on the Halacha Zayin, the Mishnah tells us, K'maseu B'chol K'maseu B'Shabbos, the same way Nis Chamayim was done during the week is the same thing on Shabbos. Ela Shohayim Malim Erev Shabbos, Chavish Lozav She'en Mekudashas, Min HaShiloyach U'manicha B'leshka. It's just that on Erev Shabbos, a golden barrel which was not kadosh, it wasn't a kli sharis, that was filled up with water from the shiloyach and was left in the lishka, and only the next day on Shabbos there were niskadesh it. Now nishpcha and nisgalsa, let's say it was poured out or it was left open, it was left revealed, hayimalim in a kiyar, they would just fill up water from the kiyar and use that for nischamayim shamayim vayayana mugulim psulim agam mizbeach, because water and wine that's left open as possible to be used from mizbeach, and we know that mayim and yayim mugulim are possible even to drink, and we're going to discuss a little bit more in the Gemara. We begin by asking on the beginning of the Mishnah, lamali she'ena mikudashes, why does it have to be that Erev Shabbos they filled up a kli with water from the shiloyach and that kli was not mikudashes, vafil mikudashes, even if it was kadesh, even if it was a kli sharis, it's not a problem, because loy kein om ravacha, didn't ravacha say, quoting Rav Chinuna b'shem Rav Yasa, that the pasuk tells us vikidashes the mizbech, vayim mizbech kadesh kadashim, you shall be mikadesh the mizbech, and the mizbech is kadesh kadashim. What do we learn from here? Ma mizbech in a mikadesh el bedas, just like the mizbech is not mikadesh except with das, anytime something's being put on top of the mizbech, obviously the kohen has das that he's trying to be mekadesh something. So afa kelim lo yikachu el bedas. So to kelim, they're only mekadesh bedas, and therefore they could take a regular kli sharis, fill it up with water erev Shabbos, and they just have in mind not to be mekadesh it for nisach. And then there's no problem. It could stay overnight in the azara. It doesn't become possible belina, and then they're only mekadesh it the next day. As we have two answers to this, Cheskei Amar Cheskei says shloyu aymrim, as that people shouldn't say reinu mayim shenismalu lekiddush yadam raglayim nifsalim belina, that we saw water that was filled up for kiddush yadam raglayim, for washing hands and feet, that it became possible belina and was used for nisach. In other words, according to Cheskia, people are going to see this barrel of water that was filled up erev Yom Tov. They're not going to realize that it was filled up for nisach. They're going to think that it was filled up for kiddush yadam raglayim, for washing hands and feet, and then they're going to see it staying overnight, and that would be possible belina. And nonetheless, what are we doing? We're taking it and using it for nisach, and people are going to say, "Oh, it's okay to use water that became possible belina for nisach." So therefore, no doing this. Now the Beis Rabbi Yannai Amrin, the Beis Rabbi Yannai says, "Lo you Amrin reinu me'achag nifsalim belina." It has nothing to do with kiddush yadam raglayim. We're just afraid that people are going to say, "We saw water that was filled up for nisach hamayim. It stayed overnight," because they're going to think that it was niskadish in the kli, and that even though it stayed overnight and it should be possible belina, nonetheless we used it for nisach, and therefore we say we just have to fill it up in kli that's not kadosh, so no one makes any mistakes. Now we have a third answer. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mipnei maris ayin, it's because of maris ayin, it looks bad." V'lo yadin, we don't know. In kadat the chizkia, in kadat the Rabbi Yannai, is he going like what chizkia said, or is he going shitas Rabbi Yannai, or divrei hakol, is he going according to everybody? Meaning maybe he's just saying that it's across the board, it looks bad for whatever reason. It looks bad, and therefore we just have to fill it up in a regular kli and not in a kli sharis. Now once we're on the topic of water being left overnight in the Hazara and how it becomes possible belina, so Rav Pedas says b'shem Rav Shaya, may saita nifsalin belina, water filled up for a saita, we know that as part of the whole process of a saita, she has to drink some sort of water mixture, so if water was filled up for a saita the day before and it stayed overnight, that would be possible belina. However, Rav Acha says b'shem Rav Vuna, that's not true, because kol she'in mimina l'mizbeach ain halina b'selizbay, anything which its min is not used for the mizbeach, you're not going to be putting it on the mizbeach at all. Lina doesn't pasul, and this water for the saita is not going to be used for the mizbeach. As we just said, the saita is going to be drinking it, and therefore it does not become pasul belina. Now, the Chafav Amar Alfa on the top, discussing my megulim, which we had said if it was left open, so it's pasul because of megulin, it's not going to be used. Tavin by Meimar, the Talmidim Nishi want to say, Avar Vehevi, kosher, that if he was over and he used maim or yayin megulin, it's still kosher. And that's because the Havamina is the only reason why megula is pasul is with the fact that it's most, it's repulsive, it's something that you wouldn't give somebody to drink, it's something that people don't use, and therefore lechatchila it's aser to use. However, b'diavad it still would be kosher. Now the Gemara says, "Tana Rabbi Yeshua de Ramaya, kum Rabbi Yoina, Rabbi Yeshua de Ramaya taught in front of Rabbi Yoina, shamayim vayayin megulin psulin megal mizbeach, that mayim and yain that were left open, they're pasul megal mizbeach, they're not allowed to be used at all." And my time, what's the source for that? That's because the pasuk tells us, "V'se achas minatzoyin min hamosayim mimashke Yisrael." Mashke Yisrael in this pasuk is translated to mean that which could be used as a feast for Yidden. Now, what do we learn from here? Midavar shehu mutter li Yisrael. The only things that are kosher from the mizbeach is something that's mutter for Yid to use, and something that's megula is not mutter to use. The Gemara says ad kedayin mayim. That's all good when we're talking about water. And mayim megulim after it's left open is not able to be used at all. It's not roi for any sort of hana, and that's because we're afraid that a snake drank from it and left its poison, its venom inside, so it has absolutely no use whatsoever at all, even for hanas haguf. The person can't even use it for his body, and therefore that's not considered mashke Yisrael. It's not something that could be feasted on or enjoyed by a yid, and therefore it's possible from the mizbeach. But what about yayin? How do we answer this in regards to wine? Yayin megulim, even though one is not able to drink it, he's still able to mezalif it. He could spritz it to have a nice aroma in the house, or he could spritz it onto coals, which is something they used to do, and that also provided a nice aroma, and so that does have a benefit for a yid, and therefore it would not be excluded from the pasuk of Mashke Yisrael, and technically should be able to be used on the mizbeach. So Amar Rav Shufsai, he answers differently. The pasuk tells us, "Hamesameach elikim va'anashim," the wine is something that's mesameach elikim va'anashim, and even though yayin megulim does have a use, that's not considered something that's mesameach anashim. It's beneficial, it's a hana, a person derives benefit benefit from it, but it's not mesameach him, and therefore it's because of this pasuk that yain megulin is not able to be used on the mizbeach. Hajnalach perak ulavai rava, Mazar finishing the fourth perak of Masechta Sukkah, just like Masechta finished this perak together, Uish Masechta finished the entire Masechta together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together, and moving right on to the last parak of the Masechta. And this Mishnah is really a continuation of the first Mishnah of the previous parak, because we have not yet explained this part. So the Mishnah says, Hechal Chamisha Vishisha, the Chalal, the flute, is played 5 or 6 days throughout Sukkot, and Zechal Shal Besa She'eva, this is the Chalal, the flute of the Simchas Besa She'eva, She'ena Doichal Shabbos V'lo Yomtef, it's not Doichal Shabbos or Yomtef, and therefore, if the first day of Yomtef is Shabbos, so that means that the Simchas Besa She'eva is going to be for 6 days, but if the first day of Yomtef is not Shabbos, that means the Shabbos is going to fall out throughout the rest of Yontif, so Chalul is only going to be played for 5 days, not 6. Now, Amr, they had said, Kol Mishaloi Ra Simchas Beis Sheva, whoever hasn't seen Simchas Beis Sheva, Loi Ra Simcha Miyamav, he never saw real Simcha in his life. So the Gemara tells us, Chalul Chamisha Vishisha V'chulu, now we make a diuk, Hashal Karbon Doicha. It's mashma that the Chalul that's played by the bringing of a Karbon, meaning the musical instruments played then, that is Doicha Shabbos. The Chalul that's played by Simchas Beis Sheva, that's not Doicha Shabbos, but the musical instruments are played by regular bringing of Karbonos, that is Doicha Shabbos. And what we learn from here, the Masisa is Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Our Mishnah is according to Shiz Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. The Tanu we have a Brisa. Chol Shal Karbon Teichas Shabbos to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the flute, or meaning the musical instruments that are played by the bring of a Karbon, is Teichas Shabbos. Whereas Chamer and Chamer say Ain a Teichas Loyas Shabbos Loyas Yomtev. It's not Teichas Shabbos or Yomtev. Now we're gonna ask a Kasha. Taman Tanu of the we learn the Mishnah. This is Maseches Arachin. It tells us B'shnei Masar Yom B'Shana. There are 12 days throughout the year that a Chol Makel Fneim is Beach. The Cholil, the flute, is Maka. It strikes in front of his Beach. And the Lashon Chol being Maka, that the flute strikes is because that's how you play the flute. When the player taps or lightly strikes the holes on the flute, that's what creates the beautiful sound. So there's 12 days that the flute is played by the Mizbeach. That's B'shchitas HaPesach HaRishon and B'shchitas HaPesach HaSheni and B'yantav Rishon Shel Pesach, the first day of Pesach, and B'yom HaTzeres on Shavuos, U'B'Shmonas Me'achag, and 8 days of Sukkot, and V'yeshmoneh B'lo Shabbos. Is there 8 days without Shabbos? And so it seems to be pretty clear from this Mishnah that the flute is played on Shabbos when we bring a karbon. And the answer to this is Rabbi Yossi Amar L'Stam. Rabbi Yossi says this on his own without quoting anyone, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon says B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yisrael Yudahi, it must be that this Mishnah is Shitas Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and not Shitas Rabbanon. Now the question is, I'll dive into Ilan Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon, Lama Inu Daicha, why is the flute, why is playing these musical instruments not Daicha Shabbos? And the answer is Mishum She'en Mechover, that's because it's not Mechover, which means it's not a clear Dairaisa. And it turns out that this Machloikas, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda and the Chamim, is Machloikas regarding what's the Iker Shira. When the Levim are supposed to be doing Shira, they're supposed to be performing Shira by the Karbonos, what's the main Shira? Is Iker Shira Bekli or Iker Shira Bepeh? Is the main Shira with musical instruments or is the main Shira just with the voice? So according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, Iker Shira Bekli, the main Shira is with musical instruments and that's why it's Doicha Shabbos and Yontef. But according to the Chamim, Iker Shira is Bepeh and therefore on Shabbos and Yontef, all they do is sing and they don't play musical instruments because that's not based off of the Araisa, so it's Eini Mechover, as we just said. Ask the Gemara of Al-Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'am Mechalin Bechalilim, that the nation was playing flutes. And so we see the Iker is with musical instruments. The Gemara says, no, Besimcha Shlema Medaber, this regarding the simcha that Shlomo made by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we can't learn from there to regular karbanos. And we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss flute playing. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.